Today on the podcast, I'm thrilled to have Helen and Jenny from Hill House Interiors, two incredible designers that are very well known in the design sector and very highly respected for the firm that they've built and the projects they've developed and won multiple awards for across, you know, is it two decades, I think? Welcome to the podcast.
It is.
Lovely to see you, Rob, today.
Hi, Rob. As well.
Great. So Indeed, we find ourselves in the most strangest circumstances, as does everybody else. And, you know, I'm very interested in speaking to different people who are experiencing what's going on at the moment and just understanding how different people are dealing with it. You know, you've got a big firm, which I'm guessing you very quickly pivoted and made it all work and get it up and running as you do. You're both such huge doers. So how has it been for you the last few weeks?
Yes, I think, Grant, I think in the beginning, everyone sort of was awaiting a guideline from the government to see what, you know, their advice would be. It quickly came into, you know, into motion that we had to act quickly, work you know, by the government news, which was to stay at home and work remotely wherever possible. And what we tried to do immediately was have a seamless working environment for our clients, basically, so that we could continue with the projects that were very much live and in action when it all, you know, happened. Yeah, we moved our office server onto Office 365, and we're using Teams for very regular meetings with our team, just talking about projects every day and seeing how they're progressing and helping each other in any way we can. We did actually do a lot of design work in the run-up to closure, and therefore the team at home, the working from their homes, are working on a lot of drawing packages, estimates, and really continuing.
It's actually working very efficiently, actually. And it's probably most certainly a route that we could continue down. For example, when we have some of our girls on maternity leave and such likes, it actually proved very useful for the future.
It's actually quite time efficient as well, because you're not actually travelling anywhere. You're actually, you know, your hours in the day are spent sort of, you know, focused.
I've heard that, I've sort of experienced that too, that we're really focusing our time and energy on clients delivering work. You know, we're saving a lot of time by not traveling all over the place. And from what I've heard from quite a few designers is that the level of creativity has actually shot up. People seem to be a bit, you know, less stressed at the moment if they're still working and kind of, you know, designing really interesting things. I've been hearing that quite a bit, actually.
Yes, I think you're right. We're working on a big project, and that's exactly what we've been saying, that the designer has been able to really focus on, you know, absolutely the nth detail, and there's no distraction, because the phones aren't ringing as often, the emails aren't coming through as often, and so therefore, you know, it's complete, uninterrupted attention on projects.
Yes. And, you know, you spent a lot of time and money over a very long period building up a really strong brand. And obviously I believe in investing in marketing, because I know that it future-proofs your business. You know, all that investment and time and money that you've put into building this brand, Hill House, that's paid dividends for you, because, you know, I know that you're still getting new business in. Can you tell us a little bit more about how business is still running as usual, and that all this investment that you've done in the past is actually really, you're seeing returns on it?
The website and our social media is certainly a great tool for us now in marketing the company and still winning business.
We picked up a great new job in Chelsea literally last Friday, and that came through social media. And we actually get several jobs now through social media, actually all around the world.
Yes, we're seeing a global uptake on the website and the social media, that's for sure.
Yes.
With global, we're actually working very similar at home now to how we would on, you know, many of our global work previously with those projects as well. So the same sort of presentation techniques and communication techniques are actually being displayed now on our, with our home clients as well as our overseas ones.
Yes. Well, that's what I was just about to say, is that a firm like you who work with international clients and have done so for a very long time, you know, you are very used to working remotely with people. And so, you know, this is not new for you. It's just applying those exact same tools to local clients at the moment. You know, you've got the tech, your staff are skilled at this. You've been doing this for a very long time. And yes, it's a challenge.
Indeed.
Not being in front of someone to show and touch and feel materials, but I'm sure you're just posting that out to them and having those calls with them.
Yes, DHL is still working very well for us. So just this week, actually, two whole house schemes were discussed by virtual communication, and the calls have been DHL'd out to the client to actually get that physical contact with the fabrics and the, and the.
Yeah. How have you found that interaction with clients? Have they just been, this is business as usual, this is how we're doing it at the moment, and just been absolutely fine? Or have some people just, how's that worked?
No, I think it's actually found, you know, I think we haven't come across any.
Some people are used to it anyway, because that's how we deal with them. And others saying, oh, this is a bit new, isn't it? But actually, let's go for it. And we're quite enjoying it. We're like we are now with each other. We can see, we can gauge the reaction from what we're showing them. We've sent them a digital presentation, and we can gauge the reaction by that. So
yes, it's always good to see somebody's reaction to the design, because obviously, you know, that whenever we do the designs, we always hopefully try to get it right first time, but there's always a couple of tweaks naturally, or other ideas that the client may come up with that they want to add into the schemes, or
just things they might not understand actually.
Yes,
or give me the explanation.
Absolutely. So I think a lot of our clients are quite enjoying it actually, because it's a change of focus in their day. It gets them out of school educating at home, a lot of the clients that have got children.
Can I just say also, It's often difficult to get the husband and wife together previously, and actually now that we're able to actually present to both of them, effectively the process might be speeded up a little, because otherwise there might be a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing, because she loved it, he didn't like it, so you know, if he's not there at the meeting.
And something I'm really interested in asking is has there been a change in what people are looking for in their homes because of the last few weeks?
Yes, quite a bit.
Definitely.
I think on a smaller level, we're finding that people are wanting to utilize underused rooms in their house, in a dining room or a top floor, and they're thinking, okay, A, the dining room might be much better off as a TV lounge, a bigger study if someone's going to be working at home.
Yes, we have had a few calls just to change individual rooms rather than whole house schemes as well.
And a second floor that might previously be in the domain of the children, that suddenly is suddenly becoming interesting as a cinema / games room / bar. So I think it's just that people are spending a lot more time at home, not through choice, but they're just, you know,
And also some home gyms, because, you know, a lot of people have decided that actually they're going to buy the equipment rather than a gym membership and actually put them in at home so they can actually exercise maybe prior to doing their meetings in the morning by Zoom or however, whatever method that they're using. Yes, definitely.
That's
going to be working long term for
exactly. I see huge growth in the design sector over the next couple of years for people who are looking to almost insure themselves and their homes and their families against something like this happening again in the future. If it's happened once, I'm not saying it's going to happen again, but there might be similar occurrences of this again in the future. And I think,
absolutely,
you know, being able to have your home designed better so that you're able to cope and manage through challenges like this, or maybe similar challenges like this, are going to be really important. So I think there's a very interesting market for interior designers to help change and do that. I mean, you guys have been doing this for, you know, you're so experienced, you know how homes work and flow and change, and people are going to turn to you and say, guys, can you help? Do you see that too?
Yes, absolutely. And I think we've also seen quite a big move from people living in central London to want to get a bit more space out of London as well. And I think that is because they get that expanse of, you know, that variety of rooms in their own home, and grounds, the gardens become particularly, I mean, we design quite a lot of gardens as well. Garden and outside space, hugely important and necessary, you know. And I think the larger out of London homes are going to become quite more, you know, I think there may be a bit more demand for them.
I think people are really appreciating the outside space now, aren't they? Having had such restrictions and people in apartments, they must be desperate to get out into local parks. And if you've got your own garden, it's such a premium at the moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I also think with firms being forced to work virtually, a lot of people have learned that actually I do not need to be in the office 5 days a week. I can maybe cut this down to 3 or 4, which means I need a space at home to be able to work.
Yes, that's going to become far more important, isn't it? The space that you work in, your study, will become much more of a priority than perhaps it was. But also, we were also talking about the fact that we're expecting to get some inquiries about people putting air filtration systems into their homes, you know, to get purer air. It's not something we've been asked for yet, but I'm thinking
we are already, you know, investigating that. You know, that is particularly with the new builds, that it might be something as an added feature that's included in their specification.
And so self-sufficiency too. So whether that's ground heat or solar power or, you know, whatever that might be, recycling water, I think that's also going to become a lot more important.
Yes, I think, I think going forward, obviously we are in a very tactile and, you know, look, mood and feel sort of profession. So we're never going to get away from having the hub and the design studio that, you know, the designers come and put the schemes together. But I think going, you know, certainly in the immediately after lockdown stage, we'll be sort of practicing social distancing in the office. And so we'll be having maybe, you know, a rota system when our designers come in, so that we keep that distance for the foreseeable future, of the government guidelines. And, you know, working our way through the design process, I feel very efficiently, I may say. I wasn't probably somebody who was completely convinced about working remotely.
Okay.
But it's actually changed my opinion, I must say.
That's interesting. That's very interesting.
I mean, we've got a very motivated team, Grant. So I think you do need very self-motivated people who are sort of like, you know, want to get the job done. And I've got very high standards.
Yeah.
So I think we have that in our team. So it works for us.
Mm. And so that's you guys. I mean, you guys are pretty much on track. You've sorted out your business. You know where you're moving forward to. You know where new sales are going to come from and are coming from already. How do you think the wider design sector is going to be challenged by this? I mean, both of you are very visible in the sector. You have a voice. You have authority. You know a lot of people and have worked with a lot of people in the sector. How do you think the design sector is going to cope?
It's certainly going to challenging for a lot of manufacturing manufacturing companies. We are trying to champion here in our designs the small artisans, particularly the homegrown artisans, because we want to support them. So we are focusing very much on doing that in all our future projects and work projects we're working on. We always have, but we're particularly, you know, focusing on it again. It's sort of be very difficult for a lot of companies, no question about it. And unfortunately, we're already seeing some of the even the bigger companies fall by the wayside, which is very sad.
Absolutely. But I do think, you know, it's a sector full of entrepreneurs from experience to startup. So it's a very fluid sector, you know, and I think, like you said, your focus on British makers and craftsmen and people that are local is absolutely key, because what we've found is that a lot of these people live with their studios or live with their workshop attached to their homes. So they have materials with them, or they're sourcing materials locally as well. So there's no challenges with long supply chains, which is what the big brands are suffering from at the moment.
And they haven't got big overheads, as you say, so they're sort of like able to, you know, continue.
And they're definitely, you know, we're working with a lot of our artisans already. They're still manufacturing in the lockdown. They're installing for us wherever possible with social distancing. And business is still continuing throughout this difficult time.
Yes, our clients are very aware of it as well, but yet they want the job done. So they're making sure the property are empty for, you know, these people to go into and work safely.
Yes, yes.
It's great, actually, the amount of productivity is still going on.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I think it's actually quite wonderful in a way that we're moving back to using small artisans, craftsmen, and these makers. I just think they add so much value to a project. I mean, design-wise, as you know, I don't have to tell you, you know, the value that a designer maker adds to a project is immense. So, you know, it's great to hear that you're going to focus even more than you already do on using local designer makers.
Yeah. Can I just say, during this lockdown, just prior to the lockdown, we had a complete office refurbishment, which was very interesting, because we didn't know whether the office refurb could actually take place. But fortunately, they came in, they refurbed all our offices as planned. And Jenny and I have spent the last 3 to 4 weeks actually re-merchandising all the library.
And filling skits.
So, yes, we've had skits of old samples. And it's something we've wanted to do for probably 10 years. And we've finally got the chance to do it in this lockdown period.
Now, efficiency itself.
So when your team comes back, they've got a completely refurbished office to come back to.
Yes, and they'll know where to find absolutely everything.
Wow.
So that'll speed up the process as well.
Yeah, so it's actually very nice. It'll be very nice for us all to come back to this complete, you know, new start, as it were.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm very conscious that, you know, we're talking here with Helen and Jenny from Hill House Interiors, who are very established in the UK and have been members of the ESPID for a very long time. You know, we were introduced by Vanessa a while back and sort of built great relationships from that. And I just think, you know, the ESPID members that are listening at the moment, you know, what sort of advice would you guys give them? Whether they're designers, manufacturers, or service providers, what advice would you give them at the moment to think about their business? What practical advice could they maybe do to just get out there, get some visibility maybe, or think about their business and their business plan? Do you have any advice to share with them?
Well, at Hill House, we have on a Wednesday, we have a day when we allow people in to show their products. We do it once a week so it doesn't disturb the workforce. And I urge all these people to call us to a regular meeting. We obviously have only so many in one day that we can take, but to be, you know, tenacious and make their way to us. Drop samples off, they can't get in, and do whatever they can to make contact with us, because certainly when we've got the goods in front of us, it gets our attention.
Yeah.
We're now doing virtual presentations, which is also good, ahead of a drop off of samples.
So
I think to be not give up at the first hurdle, or, you know, we are very busy, and sometimes it is the people that, you know, persevere to see us that then eventually get in. And then once they establish a relationship with us, then quite often it goes quite a long way from there, you know, continue for quite a, you know, many, many years.
Yes. Well, that's great advice. Is there anything else?
I also think to not expand too quickly, Grant, and to put some fat on your back in the good times,
so that when the bad times come, that they inevitably do, that you're sound in your business, not to grow too quickly, maybe expand, don't expand too quickly. I'd say we've organically grown at Hill House over 20 years, and I think that's a conscious decision not to grow too quickly.
We touched on this before, but I do think it's investing in a good website and working on your social media with obviously help if you're new to it, to get someone who knows what they're doing to help you. But it's a great way of gaining more business and getting your name out there and raising your profile.
I mean, talking about ESPID again, I went to the Meet the Buyer event last November that they put on. That's a great event. Many of the companies I knew, but there was always some companies that I didn't know. So it's very good to go to those events, to familiarise yourself, to do sort of like a quick synopsis of the company and what they produce, and then to then go back for a further meeting. So I think that's quite a great initiative that ESPID did. They do there.
And I think it works very well. I think even if you know the company, it's actually very good to reconnect and get to refresh and see new things that they've got. So just really have it in your mind.
It's a lovely industry in that it's very heavily relationship based, and I've spent a lot of time, getting to know people, understanding them, understanding their businesses, understanding the wider sector, and realizing how can I help people? Is that through a podcast? Is it a blog post? Is it doing business with them? What might that be? And I think if you get out there and consciously build relationships with people and build your business organically alongside that, you're going to be here for the test of time. And that's what you two have. You're the shining stars in that, really,
Well, we do put ourselves out regularly to go to all the exhibitions and walk the halls, do the hard work that is involved, because that keeps your feet firmly on the ground and in touch with the community, in touch with the trends. That's really important.
And you're actually seeing lovely, beautiful things that may not find their way to London for 2 years, but you're actually seeing them, and maybe as prototypes. But it just gives you a good insight to what's coming next.
And we've actually worked with quite a lot of our manufacturers. They've actually picked our brains. They've actually said to us, what sort of things are you looking for? How can we help you? And so we've actually, been quite demonstrative with these companies in helping them promote their brands in a certain channel that we feel is missing in the industry.
Mm-hmm. And we obviously spend power over the year, and people want to sort of like produce something that they know Hill House are going to like. So that's often foremost on their mind. Often they've come to us and said, "I saw a product the other day," and you said the first thing that came into my mind was, "The Hill House girls really love that."
Brilliant.
Yes, I think also your relationship with your client means, if you have a good relationship with your client, these are the clients that are going to come back to you year on year. Maybe another member of their family, a sibling. We notice that, once we get this rapport going with our clients, they know they have the trust in us. They're not quite often. This is business that comes back time and time again, which is great. It's lovely to see families grow up over the years and still be working within that family, those families. It's quite rewarding.
That's
quite
very
satisfying.
Yes, and I remember, a few weeks ago you were telling me a story about you're working with another generation of a family that you worked with previously, and just what a wonderful story. That's really wonderful to be around long enough.
Yeah, it was about eight years ago.
Amazing.
Indeed. And people's second, third, fourth homes, there's a lot of people out there that have multiple homes all over the world, and it's very nice to do slightly different themes, different atmospheres in different homes.
Yes.
Very rewarding.
On the landscape and the environment.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, it's been really lovely chatting with the two of you today. You know, and I hope that ESPID members absolutely check you out, Hill House Interiors. You know, it's really wonderful. Helen and Jenny are amazing. They're very visible and real.
Vanessa and her team, Vanessa and Lavinia and all her team do an amazing job at promoting all of and connecting. You know, Vanessa has a great saying when you arrive at some of her events. You know, we hope that you arrive as accomplishes or whatever, and you go leave as friends. And I think that's a lovely motto. It's one that we certainly live our life by, for sure.
Absolutely. Lovely. Well, thank you very much.